All right. Don't have really any injury updates for you. We'll have those. I can tell you on Jeremy, the doctors are evaluating him this afternoon. He's just getting out of the MRI booth. Most of his pain is more in the ankle area right now than the knee area. So we'll just have to see. We'll see what the result is here after the MRI and the doctors have a chance to look at it. So as far as the game goes, it was, again, everybody had an opportunity to contribute from special teams, starting it off to defense and offense. The turnovers were absolutely huge. Maga's interception kind of sealed it, I thought, just in a sense. I mean, even though there was time left, but that was a, you know, that was a, he did a nice job there. I'll correct myself. There were five turnovers. I mentioned six. Should have had a 6-1 with Smitty. He had an opportunity for that 6-1. But and then Kels, I thought on the offensive side, did a nice job. I thought it was important that the Lions played well going into this game, and I thought they did that. I think that's magnified in the playoffs. You know, you come out of those games, and normally if your offense and defense line didn't play well, normally you're on the short end of the stick. I'd like to thank the fans. I thought they were phenomenal. You know, it was great for the Hunt family and the organization. It was great for the fans. I understand that whole 22-year thing. We didn't put a lot of emphasis on that, but we, because we were so focused in on a short week, getting ready to play a good football team. So, but we understand that and appreciate their support and all of them. The coaches, I thought, did a nice job with the game plan, and the players did a nice job executing. So, time's yours.
I know Matt, you didn't find out what's going on. You just explained it, but like, is it, at this point, can we say like it's still up in the air about what happened for Saturday? Like, is he that ruled out? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd have to see. I mean, I'd be jumping to a conclusion if I or jumping ahead if I said something now on it. Let me just gather the information, then we'll get it to you.
Is it promising that it's an ankle thing and not a knee thing?
Well, yeah. Right now, I'm telling you that most of his pain is in his ankle. More than his knee. So we just need the docs to look at it. Sometimes, you know, at first there were potential ACL, this and that, and because he's had that surgery on that knee. So, but let me just see what it is, and I have a better idea for you.
The MRI is on the knee, though, right?
Yeah, it's on, yeah, knee and the ankle there.
And just to be clear, the ACL is, like, not off the table.
I don't know. I mean, he's not off the table, so we don't know yet.
Coach, yesterday it seemed like your great attitude had your guys in the offensive line, especially looking at the challenge of Houston and all that stuff. Was that something you guys noticed jump off the tape, just how they brought it, like, attitude-wise, more than just physical too?
Well, listen, it won't be any different this week against the Patriots. You're going against one of the best defenses in the National Football League when you're talking about the Texans. So, and for them, it starts up front. And what greater challenge? I mean, that's an awesome thing if you play on the offensive line. And you know it's probably not all going to be pretty, but you get in battle and kind of let things fall where they fall. But that's how they approach it.
You're an old offensive line coach. You know what you've got to do down in there to win. How much nastier is Eric Fisher this year compared to past years?
Yeah, I think he's having fun. That's what I think he's doing. Before, he was young, had the weight of the world on his back, number one pick. Not only the number one pick of our organization, but the number one pick in the whole draft. All eyes on him. That's a lot of pressure for a young guy, so especially coming from a smaller school. But I think he's worked his tail off. He's healthy. You know, he had the surgery there, bad shoulder and so on. So I think things are coming together for him. But he's out there. He's having fun and playing.
Before the game, you guys, the offensive line coaches, you guys kind of whispered to him, 99. You know, you're
Yeah, you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say that. You put on the tape, that number 99, he jumps out at you. There's no, you don't have to say too much about that.
Going back to Jeremy for a second, he didn't play in that Pittsburgh game for the concussion. Do you think you're better equipped now, and I'm speaking of Conley specifically, to deal going forward without him?
Yeah, I was proud of him for stepping in, both he and Ja, stepping in and doing what they did. So, but I'd probably tell you, yeah. I mean, the guys have matured, and Albert's done the same thing. So, Frankie's another year older. So, I think we're okay there.
With Connor, you guys are really excited about his skill set. Maybe his mental side and everything else is kind of catching up to that skill set now?
I would, I'd tell you yes. Yeah. I'll tell you this. He's got the quarterback's trust. He works like crazy, and he's smart. Yeah.
Mel Davis has been through an interesting season for him. But, I mean, for you as a coach, I mean, you've seen it all. Like, you, what is it, you know, how cool is it for you to kind of see a guy like that have a huge moment after what's been a tough season?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the National Football League. I mean, it's a crazy thing, but he's a huge part of our team. That's why I think I mention him about every week, you know, just because the other guys are getting the credit. We have confidence that he could step in and play. It's just that's how things roll sometimes. So for him to do what he did yesterday, once he hit that sound gun, he's been so close. Once he hit that sound gun, nobody was going to catch him. I mean, that's him right there.
You guys obviously had a great game last year against the Patriots. It's a different beast now. You're going on the road, postseason, all that. You know, you faced in the Super Bowl Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That was people put coaches and quarterbacks together. That was a long time ago. Can you believe they're still there, doing what they're doing, and doing
it at that level? Yeah, they're doing a phenomenal job. Bill's a friend. I mean, he's a heck of a football coach, and Tom Brady is unbelievable. I mean, and the things that they've done there, the accomplishments that they've had have been they've made history. So. Both of them are Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers. So, they've done a nice job. So we look forward to the challenge, though. You know, that's what this is all about. Getting to play against the best, or the world champions, right? So what a great challenge and opportunity to play up there in Foxborough. Great atmosphere. Might be a little snow. You know, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
You take anything at all from the fact that you guys played well against them at Arrowhead last year? Is that just too far gone?
Listen, I think that was then and this is now, and so you prepare yourself. We got guys playing now that we're watching that on TV. So, you prepare yourself to go play against a good football team, and the team that's there, we're now in 16, so the team that's there in 16, so not the team that was back there. So,
unfortunately, he hasn't had many days like that, though, what he had at Arrowhead. He's obviously one of the best quarterbacks of all time. What you guys do, especially that day,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not even going to get into all that. Back then, we got to play a good football game against them. Yeah.
Coach, last night we saw the emotions of the Bengals hurt them. How do you approach your team about maintaining your emotions but still playing smart?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a compliment the officials on this one because they don't ever get any compliments. So they asked me before the game to just mention that to the team. There are two officials that come in and visit the head coach, and it's not the referee, but it's to the line judge, side judge, you know, that type of thing. So they came in and just said, "Hey, listen, we don't want to call anything, but excessive celebration and the fighting part of it. The guys, I know it's an emotional time. The guys' juices are going to be flowing. If you could just kind of remind your team about that. We don't want to call it, but if we're put in that position, we're going to have to, and that'd be a shame if it affected your game." So I mentioned that to the team before we went out. That's a hard thing. I mean, these guys are geared up. They're ready to go. And sometimes emotions get involved in it, and it's an emotional game. You don't want to take the emotions out of it, but you gotta kind of curb it a little bit. And I appreciate the officials just as a reminder, on that.
And you play a collision sport; people get hurt. How do you survive or maybe win the battle of attrition?
You hope you have depth there, right? That's why I keep coming back to the job that John Dorsey's done. There are going to be injuries. And so guys have got to step up with limited reps. And the touchdown that Conley had he repped that? No, he hadn't repped that play. I mean, that was something new for this week. Jeremy took the couple reps that we had in practice with it. And he stepped in and did a nice job just from basically watching. Ja Reed, I mean, how much guard has he played? So, but he's worked in a little bit, but he surely hasn't had the whole plan. He steps in and did a nice job, respectable job. So, you hope you're in that position. I think our personnel staff has done a phenomenal job with that.
Agreed. Did he get any snaps at right guard last week?
I think he rotated. Andy rotates all those guys in, so he might have had a few, but it wasn't much. So.
All right, we'll go Dave, Therese, then BJ.
Andy, your thoughts on Doug Peterson and his interview for your old job today?
I think it's great, man. I think it's great. So he has an opportunity, compliment to the hard work that he's put in, and he's done a nice job. He's ready to do that, and heck, if he has the opportunity, more power to him.
You guys have had pretty much the same coaching staff all 3 years here now. And is that maybe just the side effect of winning, that you're going to have guys that have other opportunities?
Yeah, it's happened. I mean, I've been through it before. That's what happens. And it's kind of a neat thing for the guys that have that opportunity. There are only 32 of you in the whole world. So, I mean, you have an opportunity to do it. It's kind of a nice compliment to your hard work and endurance in some cases, right?
All right, so Maglin goes down, and he gets carted off. And, like, in the past couple of years, like, you've seen you guys in the losing games that have had moments like that. In Chicago, that happened. Indianapolis, stuff like, not carted off, but injuries, right? What did those games teach, like, this team? Like, all the stuff you guys have been through kind of in that situation, how much did that prepare you guys for that moment? Stay mentally tough enough to keep pounding forward on that drive throughout the rest of the half?
Yeah, I think the guys have confidence in each other. I think that supports a good locker room. They've seen Eric Berry overcome cancer, something that was life-threatening. So, I mean, if it's a knee or an ankle or a shoulder or something, hey, we're going to fight like crazy to get back if we can. If we can't, the next guy will step up. But I think that strength that Eric brought to the team, I think, is an important one.
Last one, me.
Obviously, a lot of people and fans made a big deal of the 22 years without the win. But after the game, when you were around some of these guys, some of the veteran guys, did you get a sense that they were overjoyed about just getting this one win, or this was just kind of one step in a process?
Yeah, they were tired. They didn't really care where we played. They cared who they wanted to know who we were going to play, and let's go. But they were. They put everything into it. That's how playoff games are. You exhaust yourself, then you get ready for the next one, and you exhaust yourself for that one, and that's kind of how that thing rolls. So, I didn't sense anything different from them. That's just kind of how they've been. We'll do our thing, and then we'll do it again. I mean, that's how they've approached the whole season, really.
All right.